We're in the second paragraph of Perek Hamishi. We began the Midah of Chesed, the Sefirah of Chesed. And what we saw is that one who enters into the Midah of Chesed, it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the understanding that no matter what, he should love Hashem. Whether in easy and good times, or even, chas v'shalom, when there are difficulties, the one who has Ahavat Hashem remembers that the Pasuk says, Ne'emanim pitz'ei ohev, that the pitz'aim, the wounds that come from one who loves you are ne'emanim, are filled with loyalty and love towards you. And says the Tomer Dvorah, that's how you're kolel all the midot into the midah of chesed. And we spoke how that's our tafkid in this world, to be mematek everything, to be mematek et adinim, means that all the midot, bechol midah u'midah shu moded lecha, heve modelo. That in every midah, we have to say hoda'ah. We have to say thanks to Hashem. And that's how we are mematek et adinim. We are kolel, all the midot, in the midah of chesed. And he says a line, v'nimtza sod hanhagato me'amalchut. And this hanhaga is the hanhaga of malchut. How to connect this to malchut? So here we continue. Ve'im heyot shehi po'elet din. Despite the fact that malchut can sometimes activate din, a melech many times can issue a decree, which is not easy, which is not chesed. Let's say a punishment. Kshura v'chesed. It's kashur, it's tied to chesed. By the one who is investing in the midah chesed, he understands that everything that the melech does is for good, is for chesed. So immediately he takes that midah of gvura, let's say, that was decreed upon him, he tilts it to the side of chesed by the mere belief that Hashem is doing it letovah, and that is a hanhaga of malchut, because malchut means even if something looks like gvura, you should know it's really rachamim, because a melech is one that has rachamim on his constituents, on his people. Who was a great example of this hanhaga? V'haynu midat Nachum ish gamzu. Nachum was a Tana, he was one of the Rebbeim of Rabbi Akiva. And he has an interesting name, ish gamzu. Why do you have a name gamzu? What is that, ish gamzu? So we all know because he said gamzu letova. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit of Kaf Aleph has many stories. That's the sugya of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Kaf Aleph in Masechet Ta'anit. Even if it's Ta'anit, even if it's Inui, okay, it's Kaf Aleph. Ach, Tov, Batzadik. Ach, Chesed, Yirdefuni. Okay, that's how you could remember. So Ta'anit, Dav Kaf Aleph, you have the whole story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu, I don't want to go into the details right now, but you look over there in the Gemara, how he went through terrible suffering, and each bit of it brought out from him the expression, Gamzu Letova. This too is for the good. And the Gemara tells us a story there about Nachum Ish Gamzu, that once he was sent to go to the Roman government to present them with a gift on behalf of the Jewish people so that they should lessen their decrees on the Jewish people. On the way, he stops by an inn. He spends the night in an inn. The innkeeper that night saw that he has a nice treasure box. While Nachum Ish Gamzu was sleeping, he opened up the treasure box. He sees diamonds and precious stones. He emptied it all out, took it for himself. Now he understood if Nachum is going to pick up the treasure and is going to weigh nothing, he's going to realize what happened. So he decided to fill it with afar, with soil, with earth. Nachum wakes up in the morning, packs his bags, takes the treasure box, goes to the Roman emperor And he presents him with a gift from the Yehuda'e, from the Jews. They open up and they see it's afar. They look at him to say, what are you making a mockery of us? What is it? You give us earth? That's what you're doing. What did he say? Gamzo letova. Can you imagine? Could you imagine at that point to say Gamzo letova? Immediately the Gemara tells us Eliyahu Navi dressed up came and he saved the moment. Eliyahu Navi tells the Roman Emperor, "Oh Majesty, you should know this is not just regular earth. You should know this is Jewish earth. This comes from their forefather. Avraham Avinu had very special earth that they would throw and it would turn into arrows and he would win wars with that. So this is, you know, this is not stam." They decided to test it, and in fact, it won them a battle in war. They always had wars, you know, on the side that they needed to take care of. Let's try it. Let's experiment. And the experiment was successful. And they gave tremendous honor and glory to Nachum Ish Gamzu, and he came back, spent the, you know, the time in the same inn, and the Gemara, you look over there in the story, he tried doing it again, he realized the innkeeper, and that was his downfall. See the story over there. So that's a very important story to learn about Nachum Ish Gamzu. Why? Because look what he says. The Talmud Devarah says the following. V'hainu midat Nachum Ish Gamzu, Shaya omer gamzu letova. This too is for the good. I always tell myself, gamzu letova is rashe tevot, gezel. Gezel, stealing. Who are we stealing from? We're stealing from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, his best chance at us is when he puts us in a matzav where it's difficult. That's it, now I got him. If we're able to snatch it out of the hands of the Yetzer Hara by saying what? Gamzu letova. To take that which the Midah of Gvurah thought it had and to give it over to the Midah of Chesed, that's a good gezel. That's a gezel that is actually very much encouraged. So, Ratza lekoshra tamid betzad al-Chesed. Nachum Ish Gamzu wanted to tie everything into the Midah of Chesed. Even Din, he took the Din and somehow he tied it into the Midah of Chesed, Hanikra Tov, which is called Tov. So Gamzu, this also, Letova. I'm going to tilt over to the Midah of Chesed. And by the way, in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, the word Zot, or the word Zu, is corresponding to the Sfira of Malchut. Zo is Malchut. You know, the Melech, when he gives a decree, says, Ze, this is what you should do. The word Zot, or the word Zu, is a very royal word. And it has to do with the Sfira of Malchut. Gam Zu Letova. All that which is in the Malchut, you are tilting it not to the Midah of Gvura, you're not leaving it on the column of Gvura, you are tilting it to the column of Chesed. That's the secret of the words Gam Zu Letova. Even this situation which seems to come from the left side of Gvurah, he tilts it from the left to the right. Right? Yamin. Yamin is Chesed. V'haya sham da'ato, or sam da'ato, there's two ways how to read here, el tzad hatov. He would focus his mind always to see the good in the situation. Bamidahai umastir dineha. He would look away, he would hide the din of the din. The harsh aspect of the bad situation, he would look away from it. He wouldn't focus on it. He would focus on the nekudot ha-tovot, which are in the dinim. Thereby, what he would do is, just by that focus, he would tilt it to the tzad of Yamin, the tzad of Chesed. V'zohi hanhaga gdola liikasher b'chesed tamid. This is a tremendous hanhaga. Anytime. Someone says something harsh to you. It's not easy. The easiest thing at the moment is to lash back. The easiest thing at the moment is to especially if you know how, right? Especially if you're good at it. I don't know. If you're good at it, right? Then the easiest thing, the most fun, the most, you know, it gives such a such a good feeling to answer back and to give mana achat kiflayim, to say double. Okay? Achat zu shamati, achat diber elokim, shtayim zu shamati. You said one word, I'll let you hear two words, right? If a person is able at that moment, to the very least, to be bolem piv, to be quiet, and not to say anything back, there's tremendous kedusha in that moment. That moment is very big holiness. And if at that moment a person is able even to say a good word, of course in a way that is not, you know, condescending, but a good word. I know you didn't mean that. I know what you're going through. I'm sorry. It's fine. That's a good word. At a time when he could have answered din with din. He answered din with chesed. Zuhi hanhagak gedola li kasher bechesed tamid. That's a form of gamzu letovah. That's a form of investing in the sfirah of chesed.